Colby Bexley going to kick it off for the Eagles from right to left. Panthers will be going left to right, north to south from the Lexington side here as the wind continues to blow. The temperature continues to drop down in the 60s now as the wind's still whipping 15 miles an hour. Bexley has it teed up, approaches, kicking it toward the end zone here. And Toby Treisch fields it at the 10-yard line. Toby charging forward, has a little crease, runs into a would-be tackler, runs him over, and gets all the way up to the 37-yard line. 27-yard return for Toby Treisch. Nice job there. He's found a hole and then just sprinted right towards it. That's what you got to do as a kick returner. Sometimes you see him sort of dance, sort of bounce around too much back there. No, not that time. Toby found his hole and attacked it. And the Panthers have it first and 10 from their own 37-yard line. Peyton Van Dyke leads the offense to the line of scrimmage. Number 7, Van Dyke under center here. Wing T look for the Panthers. Flores goes in motion. Turn, give to Webster, and he dives on the loose football here at the 39. So a gain of a yard here is a bad quarterback running back handoff exchange. Kalen is able to dive on it for a gain of 2 still for the Panthers to bring up 2nd and 8. But the hole was there that time. That would have been a nice play if Kalen could have handled the handoff better. When you have the new quarterback, you always want to make sure you stick it in that belly, make it easy for the running back. So we'll see if Van Dyke, the lefty PVD, can do it here. 5 down linemen for the Lexington Eagles, 2nd down and 8. Flores goes in motion. Turn, give to Webster. He'll shake off one tackler and then is wrapped up and wrestled down by Aaron Allard. That kid is going to be a stud as a freshman. He has made plays all over the field, the 41-yard line. 2 more yards for Webster. And that will bring up 3rd down and 6 for the Panther offense. Peyton Van Dyke, a lefty, so his rollout side would be toward the far side of the field to make it a little easier on him to throw if the Panthers elect to do so here on this 3rd down and 6 play. Tristan Fortner tight on the far side. Aaron Daniels tight on the near side. Cade Phelps, the wingback, on the near side. 2 running backs in the backfield. Ball on the near side hash. 3rd and 6. Van Dyke takes the snap, looking to throw. He's rolling to his left and steps up. And he fumbled. The ball came free, and I believe Lexington jumped on it as they stripped it out of Van Dyke's hand, and Lexington dives on it in Panther territory. Back at the 30-yard line. Tough break for the Panthers. And now they're going to actually spot it at the 29. So Lexington gets a big turnover. 10:24 to go in the third quarter. They'll have it going right to left now at the Panther 29. Sebastian Thomas trying to rally the troops on defense here. They need a stop. Need it quickly. Wes and the quarterback, Walker Hess, leads the Eagles back onto the field. Nick Dillon, the running back, offset to his right in the gun. Hess drops straight back, looking to throw. And Sebastian Thomas got a good pass rush there. Hess able to escape, gets outside the pocket, throws deep downfield, and it's incomplete. Out of bounds, he led Jordan Kerr too far. So the first incompletion of the ball game for Hess, but he bought some time there, escaped to his right, and then chunked it in the air about 40 yards downfield, and Kerr couldn't stay in bounds. So 2nd down and 10, this is what we talked about. Getting Lexington behind the chains is a key. 3 receivers to the near side, ball on the far side. Nick Dillon going to run it here, and tackled by Stephen Flores at the 22-yard line. Gain of 7, brings up 3rd down and 3 for the Eagles. Not quite where the Panthers want them to be, but not bad. 3rd down and 3. 2 receivers to either side. Hess in the gun. Takes the snap. Gives to Dillon. Dillon cuts it back. Now going to try to bounce outside. Jake Mangold wrestling with him. And now cutting back, reversing field. Will Horrigan going to wrap him up and get some help from Tristan Lopez at the 21-yard line. 4th down. First 4th down of the game for Lexington. 4th down at the 21. 4th and 2 for the Eagles. The offense stays on the field. Obviously, this coaching staff aggressive. Wants to keep the pedal to the metal here. Nathan Clifford comes in as an H-back. He's right behind the left tackle. Hess in the gun with Dillon to his right. Shotgun set. Hess going to charge forward, runs into Eskew, lowers his shoulder, and just leans forward to the 18-yard line with the 3-yard pickup and a first down. That was man-on-man, Wes Eskew on Walker Hess, and they ran into each other hard, and Hess leaned forward just enough for the first down. Hess drops back looking to throw, steps up in the pocket, got a corner route here, and it's caught for the touchdown. Number 35, Nathan Clifford, hauls it in with 9:03 to go in the third quarter. Lexington now 41, Panthers 14. Hess continuing to get it done through the air. And Clifford had had a lot of success, and the Lexington offense running those post patterns in this ball game, but they broke it off toward the sideline for a corner route instead of the post there. Fooled the Panthers secondary, and a good ball from Hess for the touchdown. Point after try is good. 9:03 to go in the third. Lexington 42, Panthers 14. So the offense still will get it back. A lot of time left in this ballgame. Over a quarter and a half to go. Panthers down, though, by 4 scores now. Got to find a way to start moving it on offense. Kalen Webster, so hard to ask. The senior fullback, a lot is put on that young kid's shoulders, and if anybody can handle it, it's certainly him. But the Panthers need to find a way to start eating up big chunks of yardage here with 9:03 to go in the third, down 42-14. Maybe a play on special teams will get them rolling. Special teams can sometimes be that third element that gives you some momentum in a football game. And we will see if the Panthers can get a good return here. Colby Bexley with the ball angled toward the Panthers sideline. Kicking off from right to left. Sends it deep toward Cade Phelps, who charges toward the sideline, fields it at the 14-yard line. Cade runs straight ahead, and he's got a crease. Cade's across the 50. We said the special teams might do it, and they do. Cade Phelps all the way down to the 38-yard line. Big-time return from the sophomore. Showed some speed in the open field there than Cade. And that is a 48-yard return for Cade Phelps. Just a dead sprint down the far sideline. And the Panthers have it in Lexington territory at the 38-yard line. Ball on the far side hash. Cade fired up after that long return. Van Dyke leads the offense to the line. Ball on the far side hash at the 38. Under center, Peyton turns, gives to Webster. He's got a little crease into the second level. Kalen brought down at the 33, 5-yard pickup, and a good run from Webster right there. As he builds on his already impressive rushing total. Now ball on the near side hash for this second down and 5 play. 8:30 to go in this third quarter. The Panthers, second and 5 on the Lexington 33. A receiver on either side of the formation, ball on the near side hash. Cade Phelps and Aaron Daniels over here on the near side. Van Dyke will turn, give to Webster, and it looked like the handoff was bobbled a little bit there. But Webster turns it into 3 yards still. So talented, so shifty, just slippery, hard to tackle is Kalen, and he picks up 3 yards to bring up 3rd down and 2 for the Panther offense. Peyton Van Dyke at quarterback, Stephen Flores the running back, Kalen Webster the fullback, Cade Phelps the wingback for the Panther offense. 3rd down and 2 upcoming. Chance Horton the center for the Panthers. Van Dyke, 2 running backs in the backfield. Here's the 3rd and 2 play. Turn, give to Webster, cuts it upfield, and I believe picked up the 1st down. Yes, got it to the 27-yard line. That will be a 1st down for the Panthers and 3 more yards for Webster. The Panthers nearing the red zone now at the Eagles 27. Zach Rogers will run the play in. Panthers doing a good job mixing up the gaps they're running in on the line. You'll see Webster have it up the middle. Flores around an end. Phelps around an end. Webster off tackle in that C gap instead of A gap. Here's a wing T-lip for the Panthers. Van Dyke, turn, give to Phelps. Phelps cuts it upfield, brought down at the 25-yard line after 2 yards as he had a sweeping handoff from near side to far side. Brings up 2nd down and 8. Kalen Webster out there helping up a Lexington defender that he cut in half right there. Nice job by the senior fullback to go out there and take out a would-be tackler. 2nd down and 8. Steven Flores and Kalen Webster in the backfield. Wing T look for the Panthers. Van Dyke under center. Ball on the far side hash. Turn. Give to Flores. He's trying to get to the outside. Stevens got good speed. He's across the 15, 10, 5. And touchdown. Did he get there? Yes, Steven Flores. A touchdown for the Panthers from 30 yards out. Great speed on display from Steven right there. And he is fired up, jumping all over his teammates right now. A 30-yard touchdown sprint from Steven Flores and the Panthers. Cut into the lead a little bit, now down 42-20 with 6:23 to go in the third quarter. Zach Rogers on to try the point after. Kalen Webster to hold. Good snap, good hold. Zach Rogers' kick is good. 6:23 to go in the third quarter. Blanco 21, Lexington 42. You're listening to Blanco Panther Football on BlancoRadio.com.
Support for Panther football on BlancoRadio.com comes from Spring Branch Water Well Service, offering water well drilling, pump installation, and water storage. Located 15 miles south of Blanco on Highway 281 in Spring Branch. Information online at SpringBranchWaterWellService.com. Or by phone at 830-885-4858.
And by RE/MAX Genesis owners Jane and Wayman Lightfoot, selling farms, ranches, land, and homes throughout the Hill Country, including the communities of Blanco, Bull Verde, and Spring Branch. Jane, Wayman, and everyone at RE/MAX wish the Panthers a great season.
Sam Eisenberg back with you here on BlancoRadio.com. Want to remind you, you're listening to Blanco Panther Varsity Football on KTSN Blowout Johnson City, broadcasting at 88.9 FM and K295CK Luckenbach Fredericksburg, broadcasting at 106.9 FM. We're streaming online at BlancoRadio.com and on the Sun Radio app. We're part of the Sun Radio Sports Network. Thank you to those folks for making this broadcast happen, all of our sponsors around the great community of Blanco. Interact with us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/BlancoRadio. Let us know how you like the broadcast. Kickoff fielded at the 20-yard line by Lexington. And charging forward. Oh, he broke a tackle. Lexington's number six, Nate Jones, broke a tackle and then returns it all the way past midfield to the Panther 48-yard line. A 32-yard return for Jones on the kickoff from Zach Rogers. It looked like Jones was going to be bottled up way back at about the 35. And he just busted through this gap and was able to pick up good yardage for the Eagles. They have it in Panther territory at the 48 to start this drive with 6:16 to go in the third quarter. 6:16 in the third. Hess in the shotgun will give to Nick Dillon right up the middle. He goes. Good play by the Panther defensive line right there. Will Horrigan from his nose tackle spot reached out, got a foot there, and tripped up Nick Dillon after a gain of 3 yards. Second down and 7 from the 45. Here comes Lexington quick. Shotgun set. Hess in the gun. Quick screen out to the near side. Penalty flag flies. We'll see. It looks like false start against. Yes, it is. False start against Lexington. That'll back him up to midfield now and bring up second down and 12 for the Eagles. Panthers catch a break there. The defense was out of formation that time, as there were two receivers to this near side and only one Panther defensive back. This time, three receivers to the near side. One's kind of an H-back over there in Nathan Clifford. Here's a give, though, for Nick Dillon. Trying to get to the outside. Tristan Lopez was flanked there, and Dillon into the second level. He's got a seam, and he's to the 10-5 touchdown Lexington as Nick Dillon goes from 50 yards out, and Lexington a quick strike once again. This offense so high-powered scores again. Now 5:44 to go in the third quarter. And Lexington 48, the Panthers 21. Colby Bexley on to try the point after for the Eagles. It's just a good play call there. They've been running it up the middle or just inside the tackles all night, and that time they swept Dillon to the outside. He got the edge and was off to the races. Point after try by Bexley sneaks in that right upright. 5:44 to go in the third. It's Lexington 49, Blanco 21. You're listening to Blanco Panther Football on BlancoRadio.com.
Support for Panther Football on BlancoRadio.com comes from Cox Paving, specializing in asphalt paving and seal coat operations across the state of Texas. More information online at CoxPaving.com or by phone at 830-833-4547. The Cox family and everyone at Cox Paving wish the Panthers good luck in the 2016 season.
And by Lone Star Capital Bank, offering construction loans, home mortgages, and banking options for your personal or business needs. Online at lscb.com and by phone at 830-833-4587. Branch manager Ernesto Bustamante and everyone at Lone Star Capital Bank wish the very best to the Panthers this season. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Sam Eisenberg back with you from Lexington, Texas. Lexington 49, Panthers 21. Back deep to receive for the Panthers, Cade Phelps, Toby Treisch. Phelps fields this one at the 18, charging forward, looking to that near sideline again. That's where he had success last time. Bottled up a little sooner, but pushes forward to the 36, an 18-yard return. For number 21, Cade Phelps of the Panthers. Sets them up. They'll start this drive at their own 36-yard line. Both teams, this game's been like a track meet out here tonight. You rarely see the Panthers get into these type of games where they're trying to go shoot out with somebody else. Lexington, as fast of a high school offense as I've ever seen tonight. These guys are running a play every 10 seconds. They're mixing up the pass and the run, very well balanced. An impressive offensive performance from the Lexington Eagles. Here's a turn, give to Kalen Webster. Webster cuts it back to the far side of the field and will be brought down the 44-yard line with a gain of 8 yards for Webster. That'll bring up second down and two. Kalen brought down by number 14, Jacob Townsend, and Townsend grabbed Kalen around the waist right there from the backside and kind of just jumped on like a piggyback ride for the tackle there for the Eagles. At a 7.5-yard gain for Kalen, so it's second and a long 2 yards here. Under 5 minutes to go in the third now. Van Dyke still the quarterback for the Panthers. Mario Sanchez splits to the near side. Wing T set on the far side hash. The Panthers have the ball. Phelps motioning this to the near side and just no running room this time. And the Lexington defense will go back to the 43-yard line. Now it will set up a true third down and three after the loss of one by Phelps. Yeah, when the Panthers do that motion, this Lexington defense just sells out toward that motion side. And you see their defense just swarm to the football so quickly. And they were able to wrap up Cade in the backfield there for the one-yard loss. Third down and three for the Panthers. Their own 43-yard line, line to gain to the 47 here. Flores and Webster in the backfield. Van Dyke under center. Turns and gives to Stephen Flores, who's into the second level to the 50-yard line. Nice run for Stephen for 7 yards and a Panther first down. Touchdown saving tackle by the safety Gavin Thomas back there for the Eagles, as he's been that last line of defense a few times tonight for Lexington. Van Dyke brings the offense to the line. Ball right in the middle of the field at midfield. Webster going to get a carry right up the middle. That freshman once again making the play, Aaron Allert. We are going to see that name for a long time. That kid can really play, really aggressive. Just 1 yard pickup for Kalen right there. It'll be second down and 9 for the Panthers. Mario Sanchez will run in the play. These Lexington guys starting to have some hands on their hips a little bit, getting worn down. Maybe some of these guys go both ways by their own pace a little bit, but a lot of their offense over here on the sideline, on the bench, just breathing in this cool fall air. Second down and 9, Van Dyke turns, gives to Webster. He'll cut it back and gain 4 yards to the 45, set up third down and 5. As Kalen continues to rack up the carries and yards, just such good feet Kalen has. He can cut on the dime, stop on the dime, and then start and get back to full speed so quickly. And just another one in this long line of great, great fullbacks that the Panthers have churned out over the years, really dating back to the 2000 finalist teams. The Panthers haven't had a bad fullback in this system in a long, long time. Third down and five for the Panthers. Ball in the middle of the field. Turn, and here's a give for nobody. The ball's on the ground. Picked up by Lexington. They're running the other way after the fumble. Number nine, Ryan Garrison, going to take it the distance for the Eagles. A defensive touchdown for Lexington. And that is a big play that the Panthers did not need to give up. Missed handoff exchange between quarterback, running back there. And the ball was rolling on the ground, and the big safety in the back, Ryan Garrison, scooped and scored for the Eagles. 2:04 to go in the third quarter. And Lexington now leads it 55-21 with the point after soon to come from the leg of Colby Bexley. One man forgot to run in for Lexington. He was celebrating on the sideline over here with Garrison after that score. One man forgot to run in for the Panthers. Mario Sanchez comes on late, and the point after by Bexley is good. 2:04 to go in the third quarter. Lexington 56, the Panthers 21. You're listening to Blanco Panther Football on BlancoRadio.com.
Support comes from KNC Supply, selling hardware, lumber, and farm and ranch supplies to the residents of Blanco and the Texas Hill Country. Located at 2400 North Highway 281 in Blanco. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. More information by phone at 830-833-1504. Kirk and everyone at KNC Supply wish all the best to the Panthers on a great season.
And by Old 300 Barbecue, open 7 days a week on the square in Blanco. Large and small catering available. More information at 833-1227 or online at old300bbq.com. On behalf of Old 300 Barbecue, here's to a great 2016 Panther football season. Bring home another championship.
Sam Eisenberg back with you in Lexington, Texas. 2:04 to go in the third quarter. 56-21, Lexington leads it. Panthers set to return this kick from left to right. It'll bounce and be fielded by Justin Wardlow at the 16-yard line. Justin going from near side to far side, trying to find some room. Breaks the tackle and then will be tackled at the 30-yard line. A 14-yard return for Wardlow. And he'll stay out there to run some halfback for the Panther offense. Ball will be placed on the far side hash. Van Dyke will come in to lead the Panther offense. They'll have to go 70 yards to find pay dirt here. Going from left to right. Beautiful fall night. Great night for some football here. As the Panthers and the Eagles in this first game of the District 13 3A Division II season. Van Dyke under center turns, tosses to Webster. Webster spins off a would-be tackler and picks up 2 yards to the 32-yard line. We'll bring up second and eight. As Kalen, so good at spinning off that first contact, Trevor Patschke and Nate Jones there to roll him down to the ground. Second down and eight. Justin Wardlow will split to the near side. Stephen Flores to the far side. Cade Phelps and Aaron Daniels are over there in their wingback tight end combo. Turn give to Webster, though. He'll run into Allert and pick up 3 yards after he drags the freshman linebacker down to the 35-yard line. And it'll be third down and five for the Panther offense. Minute to go here in the third quarter. This is a big third down for the Panthers. Don't want to give the football right back to Lexington, who has all the momentum after that defensive score. Panthers were driving the football pretty well. Third down and five. Two receivers split to the far side. Here's a turn. Give to Flores up the middle, I believe. He's wrapped up and will roll across the 35 to the 36-yard line. It will bring up fourth down and four. And we'll see if the Panthers elect to go for it or punt it away. Kelby Cox, the normal punter for the Panthers. So we'll see who will be doing the punting duties. Fourth down and four for the Panthers from their own 36-yard line. And the Panthers are going to be content to just let the third quarter come to an end. So after three, the score here from Lexington. The Lexington Eagles 56, the Panthers 21. Don't go away, though. The Panthers have a big fourth down opportunity when we come back. It's the first district game for the Panthers 2016 season. As the Panther quarter upon us, you're listening to Blanco Panther Football on BlancoRadio.com.